You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why? Well, Raven, someone in Michigan started their 2024 by winning the $842 million Powerball jackpot.
I saw that. That's absolutely amazing,
it's
right?
It's the first time in history that someone has won it on New Year's Day.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Well, that's a lot of fun. I mean, I'm just glad to see that it's not somebody in California again. Nothing against you that you don't want, you won in California, but I feel like all the big ones have been going there. So
winning numbers were 12, 21, 42, 44. 49 with the red Powerball number being 1. So congratulations to that person. All I keep thinking about is, like, imagine it's New Year's Day. You're making all your goals and resolutions and you're manifesting all the things you're going to do. And then you look at your ticket and you're like, never mind.
New list.
I'm gone.
Right. Yep. Or you're just dreading going back to work the next day, right? Maybe you were on, you know, holiday break or whatever. You're just like, I don't want to wake up tomorrow. You check the numbers. Never waking up again.
Imagine on New Year's Eve, right? You're laying in bed and you're like, my goal for 2024 is to win the lottery. And then you do. It's like first day. You're like, oh, well, that was easy.
After that, you feel like you have superpowers.
Yeah. Also trending, dryuary.
Okay.
1 in 7 people, that is about 30 million people, are not drinking throughout the month of January. This has become a huge thing in recent years. Now, are there any actual benefits to not drinking for 1 month? Here's the internet doctor.
A lot of my patients will notice that when they cut back or stop alcohol altogether during the month of January, they have an improvement in their weight. Their sleep gets a lot better. Patients who struggle with acid reflux will notice that it gets a lot better. And so there's some real tangible benefits that people will experience when they cut back.
I mean, I there's no doubt about that. I got to tell you, this year I really looked at trying, and then I looked at our calendar. And we just have so much stuff going on.
So you just decide not
to? That's it. I can't not this month.
It's funny because I have like this rule that it's not a January thing. It's a year-round rule. Like, yeah. I do not drink Sunday through Thursday.
Okay.
You will not find a drink in my hand.
Yeah, same.
Fridays and Saturdays, I'll have maybe a drink or two, depending on if I'm out to dinner or whatever. And that's kind of it. And to me, that seems normal to me, and yeah. I don't think it's excessive, and I think it's fine. And like, I don't understand like having to cut it off for January. But Instagram keeps sending me all these targeted ads.
Yeah.
And there's one that was called the 2-day no alcohol challenge, where they're just trying to get you not to drink for 2 days in a row. And I was like,
okay.
What? Yeah, and then the other one is called the dryish January.
All right.
So dryish January is just urging people to cut down 30% of what they normally drink.
Okay.
Which makes sense to me too. So the internet doctor again was asked, like, is there any benefits of just doing this for the month of January?
Mm.
People would do better off overall if they just reduce their alcohol consumption throughout the year and not during January. But what we often find is that when patients try this, when they try sort of giving up alcohol for a month, it sort of opens their eyes to some of the benefits that they experience. And one that I find is really motivating for a lot of my patients is that their sleep gets a lot better.
Right. I mean, it's true. So even though I was like giggling when Instagram was like 2-day no alcohol challenge or dryish January, just
right.
Cut down a few drinks a week. And I was laughing and I thought, like, this is just for quitters or people that know that they're not going to make it the whole month. I guess there is some truth to it. It's just if you just cut down a little bit, the long term benefits are there.
I mean, I've seen some people when they put down the drinks for just a little bit, that way it falls off.
Yeah, I can guarantee you that won't be me, but yes.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Granted, you don't want to start the year off by complaining, but it's not complaining. It's like group therapy, just getting things off your chest, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not upset about anything today. I actually feel very lucky. Driving in, I saw somebody get pulled over, and like they might have been going a mile per hour faster than me, but just zigzagging at that moment. If you're getting pulled over the day after New Year's, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah. Oh, that stinks.
Oh, I felt very fortunate.
1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Dawn.
It's when you go to go get gas and you've got one car parked in between so that you can't pull up to either side of the pump.
Yeah, can't stand that.
That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, or if they're like wide out from the pump, so now if you're behind them, you can't get around them, and then the person behind you hates you, even though it's not your fault. Oh,
correct.
Yeah, can't say.
Correct.
You know who I also can't stand? When you work there and you never, ever, ever fill the paper in the receipt printer. Like, I got a couple gas stations I go to. There's never paper in that machine.
I mean, I wonder if it even notifies them. Maybe they don't even know.
Oh, they know. How many duties do you have if you're running the gas station?
I don't know.
Get out there and check the paper.
Yeah. And I work in a station where it beeps at you if the paper's low.
Thank you.
So get out there and change that paper.
Yeah, change that paper.
Valentina, that's all I need to know about you.
If you can't stay awake for the ball drop on New Year's, that's all I need to know about you. My boyfriend and I stayed in that night, and I looked over, and he was asleep by 10:30.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's rough for me to stay awake. If I'm sober at 10:30, too, though, at the same time, what's the point of me staying up?
Oh, gosh.
I don't need to see Anderson Cooper and what's-his-name all on television again drunk. Like, it's kind of chaotic and boring to me at this point. Like, I just feel like the same people show up, too. And then there's, like, some act that you don't understand how it is they got on that stage from, like, 15 years ago. You're like, why are they here? Last year, was that the one where they had, like, Lifehouse or the year before?
I don't remember.
What are you doing here? It's been 20 years since your song came out. Get out of here.
It's hard if you're not out in, like, a big setting. If it's just, like, the two of you chilling at home, I could understand it being difficult to stay up that late if you, like, you're not, no offense, but if there's nothing really going on, you're just chilling.
Right. What's on Netflix?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Amy, that's all I need to know about you.
So if you make the same New Year's resolution that you made last year, every year, that's all I need to know about you. Like, my sister literally every year, she says she's going to lose weight. Nothing changes. Nothing happens.
Well, what if this is the year? What if this is it?
I'll be shocked.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
We're not supposed to give up either.
Well, it's like Raven when he says he's going to quit smoking all the time. And then, what? What?
Narc.
That's true.
Shush your mouth.
See? Uh-huh. Maybe this will be the year.
I'm not doing resolutions anymore.
On average, you have 6 dumb arguments every weekend with your friends and family. That's the national average right there. Seems like when you have things like long holidays and New Year's Day and Christmas and all that, you have potential to have a lot more arguments too, right?
Sure. I mean, you're short on sleep. You've got things to do, right? You've probably got a checklist where you're still trying to get items done, and you've got more people entering your circle than typically you do.
Raven, producer John, producer Sean, who had the dumbest argument of the weekend? Here's what I had with my husband last night.
I don't think you remembered to kiss me right at midnight. I think you were giving everybody else hugs before you kissed me.
What are you talking about? I did.
No, I feel like we were really busy because there was a lot of people there and we wanted to make sure everybody had champagne and was happy, but I think that you forgot to kiss me at midnight.
I always kiss you at midnight.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I don't think you did.
I don't think he did.
Here's the thing that I love about it is that he had zero hesitation because he heard the uncertainty in your voice.
Right.
So he was like, 100% I did it.
Capitalize on the moment. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
He's like, I did that. He's like, what are you talking about?
I hate this argument. Rachel does this to me every single day of my life. When she comes home from work, she's like, why didn't you kiss me yet today?
Yeah, but that midnight kiss is an important one. And I keep going over it, over in my head. And I can't. I don't remember. I think he forgot.
Wow.
All right, let's listen to John's dumb argument.
So what you're saying is I should have just bought one of the open bar bracelets last night. All right.
I mean, don't you think that would have made the most sense?
I just feel bad. Like, is that okay? Is that okay? Is that an okay thing to do?
To buy two of the bracelets? I mean, you're just flushing the money down the toilet, right?
There was two of us.
What happened?
Yeah, this was me being stupid. So the New Year's party that we went to, we go and they asked me when I walked in, do you want to upgrade to open bar for $45, right? And it's from, you know, then until midnight. So it was 9 p.m. till midnight. $45 for an open bar. So, yeah, it was a bargain, but there was two of us. So I was like, yeah, you can upgrade our bracelets. And then we walk in after I upgrade the bracelet. And my date's like, why'd you upgrade both bracelets? I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, why would you do both? Just go up and get my drinks and come back to me. And I mean, honestly, yeah, she was right. But it was my buddy's place.
Yeah.
Like, I felt bad.
What? It's your friend's place.
Yeah.
It's my buddy's place.
That,
like,
yeah. You can't do that.
The only way you're getting away with that is that if you're in a place where it's going to be so crazy and such a madhouse that nobody's paying attention. And in that regard, it's not like you're getting great service anyway, so you don't feel terrible. But it's your buddy's place.
You know, you have to pay for both bracelets. Yeah,
it's not worth the...
You want to go into the new year with that kind of bad karma on your shoulders? Well, no, thank you.
Thankfully, I did not.
Yes.
Thankfully, I did not.
All right, Sean's dumb argument. I don't even understand what's happening here.
They opened it from the bottom, put it in the cabinet with the front facing me, so it looked like it was a closed box. I pulled it out of the cabinet, the bottom fell out, all of the cheeses were on the counter.
So basically what you're saying is you can't open the bottom of the box, it has to be the top.
What is happening? Why are they all fired up?
I agree.
Rachel and I attended a co-worker of hers, had a party, Mike and Heather, and Heather was trying to talk to us because Mike opened a box of Cheez-Its from the bottom and then put it back, like, upside, you know, just as you normally would put a box back.
Regular.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess when she pulled it out, the whole thing caved in from the bottom and Cheez-Its went everywhere. So she was like, you know, you're not allowed to open the bottom of the box.
I mean, isn't that just common sense?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That shouldn't even be a dumb argument. That's the dumbest argument I ever heard in my life.
What are we most upset about here, though? Is it because the Cheez-Its are on the floor or we have to pick it up? What is the part that makes us the most upset?
Well, the fact that I'm eating Cheez-Its is what makes me upset.
I still eat them off the floor. I don't care. You know what? Those are good Cheez-Its right there.
How clean is that floor?
Mm.
We're going to find out.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
It stinks when it happens. You do something. It could be big. It could be small. And nobody gives you the accolades you deserve. Not a high five. Mm. Not a thank you. Nothing.
Yeah. Sometimes it just hurts your feelings, right? Like you said, you know, a little acknowledgement goes a long way. And in my house, I took on something very daunting over this past week here. We changed internet providers.
Oh, no.
Sounds terrifying, right?
Yes.
That's because it is. Mm-hmm. Because we have, you know, Alexa devices and Ring cameras and, you know, all that different stuff, too. I changed the internet provider. New routers. New modems. I hooked up every single device before my wife even got home. And then what did she say as soon as she turns on the television? This TV operator is stupid.
Oh.
Immediately, because it looks different.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
All right, Raven, you know what? You worked really hard on that, and I know it's hard to change everything over. Let's give you some credit.
Thank you.
Just want to celebrate another day of living.
I mean, the cameras work. Everything is working.
Unfortunately, it's stupid, Raven. And there's nothing we can do about it.
I mean, do you really need a DVR anymore?
Yes.
Do you need that?
Sean, did you do anything over the weekend that nobody gave you credit for?
You know what I did? I was feeling the holiday spirit still. And, like, I do this every once in a while where, like, you know, there's a lot of panhandlers where I live. So I'll go to a McDonald's or a Burger King and buy, like, 20 burgers and just kind of go around giving them out. I gave out, like, 14 burgers on Saturday. And not one single person I gave it to said thank you. It was just, oh, cool. Great. Awesome.
What did you want a hug?
No. Thank you very much for taking time out of your day and money out of your wallet to give me food. Something would have been nice.
Okay. Well, you did it out of the goodness of your heart, which is what it really counts. But we'll give you some extra credit.
Thank you.
Tricky thing when you're doing it out of the goodness of your heart. You're supposed to just kind of take that in stride.
I mean, was it
I would have maybe
goodness?
Not said that aloud.
Right. Like, was it out of the goodness of your heart or were you looking for some external validation, Sean? Like, my therapist would say you were looking for external validation.
I'm looking for some brownie points. Yeah. I've been a great guy.
Sean's like,
my way up, you know,
I posted pictures of myself all over the internet doing this. And I got 4 likes. That was it.
I'll tell you what, man. Like, I wanted some validation from my son for all of this work I put into these Legos. I put in work on these Legos, and we got the Mario Lego set. So, you know, I also got him the Luigi one to go along with it, and they all connect, and you sync it with the app, and we're supposed to put it together, but he's four, so you don't put Legos together with a four-year-old.
Right.
You sit next to the four-year-old while you put the Legos together, and then he plays with them, and the whole time he's like a taskmaster. Dad! Dad! You make Yoshi yet, Dad? Where are Yoshi? Yeah. I'm like, buddy, I'm moving as fast as I can. It's hard, man. It, you know what? No one said thank you.
Let's give you some credit.
Can't touch this.
And just a Yoshi alone is like 20 pieces by itself. It's one character, 20 pieces.
I give Lego people a lot of credit because when somebody gifts my child, my five-year-old, a Lego set, I immediately am like, no!
Yeah. It's not like before where you would just, you know, open up your box of Legos and just build something and it was all rectangular or square.
No.
Now it's specialized, right? So you get a million little pieces. You miss one page, one instruction, you got big problems.
I have never once completed a Lego set in my life. Never, ever once.
And that's
like,
great.
I wait like 4 or 5 days till she forgets about it, and I immediately donate it to Goodwill or wherever.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm like, this is gone.
Half bill out of our house.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Did you do something over the holiday week and nobody gave you any credit for it? Doesn't matter if it's big, doesn't matter if it's small. You still deserve some credit. High five, something, right? 1-800-330-9999. Jason, what did you do that nobody gave you any credit for?
So we had the whole family over, and I put together the charcuterie board that was amazing. Like, I cut everything, all the cheese, all the meats, all the everything, and I even, like, put it out in a nice display. And I walk in, the thing is demolished. It's all gone. Not one person said thank you to me at all. It's just typical.
No respect.
Jason was cutting salami for hours. His hands, even there, smell like provolone. And you know what? He even got some fancy grapes to put on there. Nobody was like, who made the charcuterie board? It's beautiful. They just shoved it in their mouth.
Nothing would make me angrier than I walk up and all the wasabi cheese is already gone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a problem
right
around here. I'd be like, party's over.
Yeah.
Everybody out.
But nobody said thank you for that wasabi cheese. How did it get there? Nope.
You get your credit here, buddy.
Rebecca, how about you? What did you do over the holiday that nobody gave you credit for?
So my mother-in-law, who, whatever, wanted me to not only host everybody and cook and do everything, but wanted to make sure everyone stayed at my house. So I had people in my house in and out for the entire duration of the holiday, and everyone just left. Like, the place looked like a bomb went off, and I've spent days cleaning, and I will never do it ever again. No thank yous, no respect. I'll never do it again.
Well, we're going to give you credit now.
Thank you. I need it.
Don't let those people back in your house.
No.
They're not welcome back.
She was scrubbing those baseboards for days. She was like, you know what? They're going to look at these baseboards. Let me get on my hands and knees and scrub them. And her mother-in-law was like, you know what? I invited 6 more people you don't know. Yep.
I love visitors. I mean, really, that's not the problem for me. But, you know, here's the thing that I don't like. You spend days cleaning everything up before they get there, and then as soon as they leave, you got to clean again.
All over again.
Leave me alone.
Yes. Diana, what did you do over the holiday break that you didn't get credit for?
Cooking all the desserts, literally. I made like 5 of them, and nothing. Like, no thank you, no nothing.
Oh, you know what? When you got to be the baker of the family, it's a big task. It's a big one, because you can't screw it up, because people are looking forward to dessert. Here's your credit.
Was there any cream pies?
I made a cheesecake. That was like the big thing.
Yeah,
cheesecake. Because that thing is freaking hard.
It is hard.
They're not easy.
They're not easy at all. And who wants a cream pie?
Oh, I want cream pie. I want a banana cream pie or a chocolate cream pie every time.
Really?
100%. It's required by my father-in-law, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I'm with you. I'd much rather would have the cheesecake over the cream pie.
It's Christmas or the holidays. You need both.
Okay.
Wake up.
All right. New Year's resolutions are out.
Saw that.
New Year's goals are out. Today, we are doing something completely different. And you want to know how I know it's popular? Because I found it on a shirt
at Target when I was shopping.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to unveil my shirt to the gentleman, Raven, producer John, producer Sean. Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah,
ready? What does it say?
Manifest.
Manifest.
It does.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're going to manifest our goals
okay.
in 2024.
I thought your actual goal was going to be on the shirt. Yeah, when you told me before. That's what I thought.
Okay. Good. No, yeah, that would have been nice.
It says manifest.
Yes, yeah, yeah, I do.
It's getting weird now.
Right at Target. They sell right at I walked in.
The barometer for what is happening.
Yeah, I mean, Target's got their finger on the pulse. Everybody knows that.
Target sells a t-shirt with a buzzword on it. Film at 11. Wow. Yeah. That's something else, huh?
So this is what we're going to do. You can call 1-800-330-9999. You're going to manifest what you want to happen in 2024. Because when you say it out loud and you like just put it out into the world, then it will come true. Because you're not making a goal. You're not making a resolution. You're manifesting it.
Okay. Mm. Manifesting gives it power.
All right.
I understand. When you put it out there, right.
And we can't make fun of each other's manifestations.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
All right.
All right, Raven.
There goes
you
the
go,
show.
I'm out.
You go first, Raven.
Well, I think that, you know, this year, this is something in my power. I want to be more thorough and thoughtful on my follow-up, right? So you get a message from somebody, you respond, you say something. What'd you say? You said you weren't going to make fun of any of these things.
I didn't say anything. No. I just giggled to myself quietly.
Right.
15
so this
seconds.
Year,
you made it 15
I,
seconds.
I want to manifest doing a better job of that.
Okay.
Yeah, being more thoughtful.
Oh, good. Sean, do me a favor. Make sure you grab that audio and keep it for me for the rest of my life. I got that, okay? All right, John, what are you manifesting in 2024?
Money.
How do you? Okay, how?
Money. I don't. I
he
want
says
it.
Money.
You just want it to fall
money
from the
shows
sky?
Up.
I just want it. I'm just going to say money, and then I will have money, according to you, and Target with their buzzword t-shirts.
Yeah.
Manifest!
Right. Yeah. Manifest money.
Money. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I mean, it would be nice if you say it. I would like to. Okay. No, listen. You just want to manifest it, have it fall from the sky. All
money.
Right. Sean, what are you manifesting in 2024?
You know what? Rachel and I have been talking about it a lot, and we're going to try to get a house. We want to buy a house.
Good for you.
You know what you need to buy a house?
Money.
Money.
Lots of money.
I like that, Sean, for you. I like
Thank you.
Very, very much.
Mm-hmm. That's a good goal.
It's not a goal.
It's not. Right. I'm sorry. It's a manifestation.
It's a manifest.
It's a good manifestation.
I'm going to manifest something, and it's really important to me, and I've thought about it a lot.
Okay. I wish I was
a little bit taller. I'm going to grow.
You're going to grow?
I'm going to grow an inch.
Yeah.
1 inch is what I want to grow, because I've been reading a lot about how, like, if you fix your posture and you do a lot of, like, stretching and the Pilates, that you could actually be taller. I'm only 5'2.5". When people meet me for the first time, you know what they always say? I thought you would be taller.
Yeah.
And I figured, well, this is the year.
Right.
I could do it. I could buy one of those things on Instagram that gets targeted towards me that pulls my shoulders back and makes me have better posture and makes me taller. And I'm going to stretch.
Isn't there like a surgery, though, where they break your legs or something and they make you taller?
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
I don't want to do that.
We're not going to do that.
I'm saying it's quicker, probably.
An inch. You think an inch will make a big difference for you?
Well, today is January 2nd.
Okay.
And on December 31st of the end of the year, I will be 1 inch taller because I'm manifesting it.
Okay, great.
All right.
I'm here for it.
Thank you. Resolutions are out. Goals are out. This year, you manifest what you want to happen in 2024.
You visualize it and it happens.
And you have to say it out loud. You got to put it into the universe. So what are you manifesting in the new year? 1-800-330-9999. Caitlin.
I really want a pair of Manolo Blahniks, so I'm putting it on my vision board. I tell everybody about it. Like, they're coming to me next Christmas, but that's my goal.
What is it?
The Manolos. The Manolos. I got it. So when Sex and the City was super big, it was my dream to have a pair of Manolos, and I had a friend of mine who worked at like a high-end store, and one day he called me. He's like, you're never going to believe it. They're on super sale, and I'm going to give you my store discount. And I remember being so excited, and I went, and even though they were not that cute, like, the price was right for them.
Yeah.
And I remember buying them and wearing them so proudly. Caitlin, when I tell you they were the most painful shoes I had ever owned in my life. And they were so narrow that my pinky toe would hang out the side.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that bust one. God. And when you take them off later, like, the toes, the end is swollen.
But, man, I wanted to be like Carrie Bradshaw, and I wanted them so bad. And I held on to those shoes for years and years and years, even though I never actually wore them, just because you know, it felt like I had a pair.
Yeah, it's
you know?
A halo item. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I'm not sure it was worth the money at the time. But you know what? If that's what you're manifesting, girl, you get it. You
good luck.
Get it.
Thank you. That's what I'm doing.
I love it.
Right. Hope you have thin feet.
Lydia, what are you manifesting for the new year?
Honestly, lower grocery prices. They are awful right now. I'm praying and just hoping there's some kind of change.
It really is astounding, right? Like, you go in for a few items and it's $50.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? This is a meal that we're looking at. This is maybe something to complete a meal tonight and something for tomorrow. It's absolutely nuts.
Sometimes I, like, get the grocery bill. I'm like, well, it wasn't that bad. And then I get in the car, I go, but I didn't buy any meat.
Yeah.
I didn't buy a single thing of meat. How is that possible?
I was in a line the other day and somebody said that ramen is everywhere this holiday. Ramen is trending. And I'm like, yeah. They fool you into thinking it's just because you have a taste for it. And yeah, I like ramen, but you shouldn't be eating it three times a day to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, how about you? What are you manifesting for the new year?
You know, I had a really difficult dating year this year, and I dated a lot of, like, older men that just had so many issues. So in the new year, I'm manifesting a hot, young boyfriend. I think it's time for me to try something new.
Girl! Go for it. Yes.
It's time.
Manifest him in your mind. Picture him. tell yourself, he's coming. This week, he's going to walk into my life. And
yeah.
You just get out there and you make it happen.
I'm going to. I'm going to do my best.
Rob, what are you manifesting for the new year?
I am manifesting one of my patented ideas gets picked up, and this is going to be the year that I make millions.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. It doesn't count if we're all manifesting the same thing, right?
Well, what are your ideas? We won't steal them.
We won't tell anybody.
Well, yeah, guys. I don't know about me just sharing my ideas like that. Like, come on.
I want to patent a spork, but the spork is also a straw, and it's not made of plastic. It's made of metal. Cutting food, eating food, sipping your drink.
You've been saying the same invention.
Well, maybe I'm manifesting it for 2024.
For like 8 years.
Right.
We have that.
Well, maybe this year. This is the year that it takes off. It's a spork straw knife.
No, come
on. Spork knife.
Doesn't it sound disgusting? It sounds disgusting, sir.
Oh, sounds useful. Somebody laughed at whoever came up with the Swiss Army knife. They laughed at them. They said, who's going to carry that in their pocket? And the truth is, a lot of people do.
Who told you that? Your Swiss ancestors? I don't remember anybody ever saying that.
Mm. For a lot of people, today is their first day of work back at the new year, right? Mm. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's an exciting time. And, you know, you're going to hear the same thing from your coworkers. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And then they say, so what'd you do? What'd you do over the holiday? What'd you do for New Year's, right?
Yeah.
So what did you do?
I didn't do anything all that exciting. I went to a party, mm-hmm. which ended up the same way as it typically does, is that my steak wasn't correctly cooked, and the DJ that was all requests wasn't what everybody in my party wanted to hear. So at 11:21, they were like, let's go somewhere else. And I was like, it's too late. And that's exactly what happened last year, too. Yeah, so.
So we had plans to like have a big, elaborate adults night out, and all of our kids were upset. They were all like, well, no, we want to do something. It's not fair that you guys are going to go out. Now, keep in mind, we never do this.
We
always spend it with the kids, but we were like, this is the year. They're old enough. We're going to go out to dinner. We're going to do like a, you know, we want to wear fancy dresses and stuff like that. Nope. We canceled all our plans last minute, and I ended up having about 35 people at my house.
Wow.
With all the kids. We had family game night. We started with laser tag. We moved it to my house. It was all kinds of games all night, even the little ones. Rosie, my 2-year-old niece.
Yeah.
All up till midnight.
Wow.
Every single one of them had the best night.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I figured
good.
You'd be doing the fake countdown
they hung. They had like, even my 5-year-old. She was a mess yesterday, but that's a different story.
Right.
What did you do over the holiday? 1-800-330-9999. Andrew.
So nothing, because I was driving to a party with my wife and we were a little bit late and it was dark and I hit a raccoon. And it was horrific, and it was loud, and it was messy. And my wife was so freaked out that she's like, turn the car around. We're going home immediately. So we didn't do anything.
It's sad when you hit an animal.
It's really sad.
Right? It's jarring for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And for those, it's not. Like yourself. sir, who wanted to continue on with a noisemaker out there in the world.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? You're not going to go to the party. No, I mean, obviously.
I'm with you. I get it. But you know what? I mean, with my wife, she'd be, you're walking into a party and she's sobbing.
Yeah. Right?
That's a problem. You're like, honestly, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. Nothing happened. And they're like, well, yeah, it's terrible.
It's sad because it's like, no winning. It's terrible. But like, what are you supposed to do? It's awful.
So then you go home. And she just keeps talking about it, and you feel like you're a murderer while you watch, you know, New Year's on television. Yeah, that sounds like it was a lot of fun.
Yes. Evie, what happened over New Year's?
Not much, because everyone in my entire household got the flu. It was horrible. Like, we couldn't do anything for each other, and I feel like the house needs to be disinfected. And it was a very memorable holiday, but one I really hope never happens again.
You ever notice the pressure on parents to make sure that everybody stays healthy during the holidays? It's the worst, because it's just like, oh, we got to get the sickness out of the way. And, and everybody freaks out and panics about it. And it's a real thing.
Yeah. Well, you got all sorts of different family members coming together, too. Once the flu is in the house, though, like, that's it. We're quarantine zone. Mm-hmm. Nobody come near this place.
But my last year Christmas was like that. My daughter got sick and it was just me and her on the couch. And you want to know what? She always gets upset when she talks about it. She says she ruined Christmas. I told her it was one of the greatest Christmases ever. Just the two of us on a couch watching TV and watching movies. You know, it wasn't so bad.
None of that stress of running around and all that.
No, in my pajamas. It was all right.
Yeah. At that point, you're reserved to your position.
Yep.
No problem.
For a lot of people, this is the first day back at work in 2024. And the one question you're going to hear over and over, so what'd you do? What'd you do for New Year's, right?
Hopefully you've got a good answer, right? Because if not, conversation's going to be a dud.
So what happened? What happened on New Year's? 1-800-330-9999. Mariah.
So we were outside with like some of our neighbors doing some fireworks. And I think they're called Roman candles. Like they, you know, shoot off. Like you hold them in your hand and they shoot off. My neighbor was super drunk and was trying to like bust the light, the street light out with it. And lo and behold, it happened, but it happened in like a fireworky type thing. Like it hit right perfectly and just blew and everything went black.
Yeah, you're not supposed to hold them in your hands, first and foremost. Yeah, it's not what they're made for, designed for. If you ever read the typing on the side there, it would say it in big letters. Caution, don't do this.
It's like a PSA right there.
Yeah, I also wouldn't, you know, fire any sort of projectile at an electric street lamp. But, you know, hey, in your neighborhood, I guess.
What happened over New Year's?
Okay, it was kind of strange a little bit. So I just met this person. Well, me and my husband met this couple, and they wanted us to come to their New Year's Eve party. So we went. We went kind of to support them because we met them at a function. We had great conversation. And when we got over there, there was nobody else there because they made it seem like it was a party, like, for everyone. And it was just kind of awkward because, you know, I guess the get-to-know conversation we have already had. And it was just really weird. You know, we kind of did the countdown. Well, we were waiting for other people to arrive, and we asked our other guests coming. And it was like, well, people say they may stop by if they had time. But it just turned out to be me and my husband. And it was, I don't know, it was a little scary at some point. So we didn't stay much longer.
Like, let me know whether or not your party's going to be weird.
Right. But imagine you go to a big party and it's just like you and this one other couple that you don't know that well.
You know, it's just kind of weird when it's just the four of you because you're all looking at each other. So you can't really make that strong eye contact. So, I don't know.
And then you're mad, too, because you're like, we made the wrong choice. You know what I mean? Like, this is lame.
Yes.
We could have done this on a Tuesday. Right.
Maybe they just don't have other friends, and then it's sad.
Well, you know what? They should have let me know that they didn't have friends because they keep inviting people over to these weird events. If you make it sound like a party, it should be a party.
Right. And then, you know, it's like, how do you leave? When do you make your exit, and how do you make your exit? So, you know, we kind of stuck around for maybe like 30 minutes and was like, oh, we got to go and let the dog out.
Victor, what happened over New Year's?
Oh, if you guys want to hear a wild story, I was driving Uber on New Year's. And a guy got into my car and completely went unconscious. I thought this guy was dead. I mean, unresponsive, just not saying anything. So I did what I thought was best, and I dropped him off in front of the hospital, and I just got out of there. About an hour later, I get my review back, 5 stars, with a message that says, hey, man, sorry, I was really tired.
What? That's wild.
Right?
And you brought him to the hospital, and he probably woke up.
Well, yeah, he was like, unresponsive. I thought this guy was dead. And then next thing I know, not only does he say that he was okay, gives me a 5-star review. Apparently, he wanted to stay at the hospital.
Maybe they gave him an IV.
I mean, how did you tell him to get out of the car? You push him out and just leave him on the sidewalk like in a movie? How did you get him out?
You can't do that. That's illegal.
I sure did.
What?
One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Melanie and Christian. Melanie, what's going on?
So on New Year's Eve, I was really sick. I really wasn't feeling well. And instead of Christian staying home with me, he decided to go out with our friends and their wives. And I cannot believe he left me. I mean, obviously it sucks that I was sick. I wanted to go too, but I don't understand how he could leave me.
Huh.
What's your side of this, Christian?
Yeah, you left your wife on New Year's Eve when she was sick?
Yeah, I mean, she was fine. Like, what was I supposed to do? Was I supposed to just sit at home and stare at her all night? Like, I got her comfortable. I got her in, you know, like, situated. And everyone was still going out. And I was just like, you know, I'm just going to let her stay here and sleep. Well, I don't see what the problem is.
I mean, Melanie, did you ask him specifically to stay home? Did you say, you know, stay
home? I mean, I didn't think I had to. I think it was implied. But, I mean, I was like, do you want to stay? Like, I mean, if it were the reverse, I would have stayed home for you without even thinking about it.
It's a funny thing for me. Like, when I'm sick, I honestly don't want anybody around me. I don't want anybody. Yeah. If I'm super sick, if I have a fever, somebody to care for me. But the constant asking me if I'm okay, if I want something or whatever, or hanging around me does feel like a bit like a burden to me. But that's me.
On New Year's Eve? Like, if my husband went out on New Year's Eve without me, knowing that I was homesick, I think I'd be upset. I honestly, Melanie, I'm kind of with you. I see where you're coming from.
Thank you. I mean, if it was a normal night, honestly, I'd still probably be pissed.
Oh.
But New Year's, like, don't you want to be with me anyway?
Right.
But like, I wasn't. You were asleep. Like, it's not like I was with you. I mean, you know, you were asleep.
What did you do, Christian?
I just went out with the friends. Like, we had plans, we had reservations, and, you know, they kind of convinced me to come out and have a good night, and I did.
Okay. Is it messed up that he didn't stay home with his wife when she was sick on New Year's Eve?
I mean, I got to say, if you're in bed on top of it, too, like, it's a real drag to just be sitting around. I don't know. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
Melanie got sick on New Year's Eve, and even though they had plans to go out with a big group of friends, you know, she had to sit it out. The problem is that her husband, Christian, still went out.
Yeah.
She's upset. She's like, how could you leave me sick and go out with our friends?
Well, Christian's argument or, you know, position basically is like, listen, I set you up. You were all taken care of. You know, you were in bed anyways. You were asleep. So, you know, what was I going to do? Just stay up by myself and watch television? We had reservations. I went out with the friends. No big deal.
What do you think? Would you be mad? 1-800-330-9999. Joey, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. It's in the wedding vow. Sickness and in health.
Yeah, you know, I mean, honestly, I got to tell you, New Year's Eve, I mean, I want to help him out. I want to, you know, defend him, but there's no way that I'd be leaving the house. There's no way.
Right.
It is. There's some hidden issues there. I'm not a marriage counselor, but there's some hidden issues there for sure.
Thanks for the call.
Joey. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Melanie and Christian had big plans to go out on New Year's Eve with their buddies and their friends, but the problem was Melanie got sick. So she couldn't go out, but Christian still did.
Yeah, nothing worse than getting sick right around the holidays, too, right? When it's something that you want to be involved in and you feel like everybody's counting on you. Melanie spent the night in bed. Christian was like, what am I going to do here? There's nothing for me to do. I'm going to go with our friends. We got reservations.
And Melanie is not happy about it. She's like, how would you leave me on New Year's Eve sick in bed? But he was like, well, what else was I supposed to do? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Diane.
I'm on the wife's side. Definitely. There's something else going on there that he would just up and leave his wife sick like that, even if she is in bed. she might have needed something, or being by herself is not really a good thing.
Hmm. You know, one thing, Anna, is the flu, it does get worse at times, right? I mean, what if it takes a turn that night? What if it turns into a terrible night? It
doesn't matter if it's the flu or a cold. If you're home on New Year's Eve, your spouse should stay with you. Michael, what do you think?
Definitely on the husband's side. If she was already in bed sleeping, I mean, there's not much he can really be doing. If you guys already made reservations, I would want my wife to have a good time if I was under the weather.
If you wake up at 11:55, though, you're like, who are they kissing?
I wouldn't think of that. I'd just be like, oh, I'm sad because I'm by myself. But I would be like the wife in bed being like, no, you go. You go and have fun. Have a good time. Tell everybody I said hi. I'm sorry I missed it. But secretly, I'm like, you better put on your pajama pants and get in this bed. Amanda, whose side are you on?
The wife's side, or the girlfriend, whoever it is. Because I think what she wanted was for him to want to stay home. I don't think she wanted to ask him to. I think she wanted him to just to think about it for himself and for him to stay home and want to stay with her. And even though she was sick and couldn't go out, I think that's what she wanted.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Hey, Melanie, our audience agreed with you today. Christian. Any other day, I think people probably would have sided with you more. You know, if it was just a random Friday night, she's not feeling good, you still want to go out to dinner with your friends, all right, you went. But it's like a big thing. You're starting your new year, and you're not with her while she's bummed at home sick.
And bummed at home asleep. I think that that's what you're... But I, you know what? If that's what they say, fine. You know, that's... Okay. I'll take it.
Congratulations, Christian. You ruined the entire year.
It's over now. Melanie, no. Do you feel better if things went your way? I mean, it's not going to change anything. What happened, happened.
I mean, I just feel more cared for. I feel like more, no matter what, you want to be with me. Like I said, if it was the reverse, I would have stayed home without even thinking about it. So I'm glad people agree with me. I mean, I think particularly a lot of the wives would agree, but...
I apologize. I'm sorry.
Can't do more
Thank
than
you.
That, right? If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $3,000. Ginny, are you ready to be the first player of the year?
I am.
Okay, I would love to give you this money and start your year off
I'd
with
love
three
to
grand.
Have it.
All right, so let's do it. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Ginny.
All right.
Thanks.
So Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close and he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, okay?
Got it.
All right, let's do it. Number one, Wonka won the box office with $29 million in ticket sales. What actor that won a Golden Globe for Best Actor for 4 Weddings and a Funeral plays an Oompa Loompa?
Oh, God. I don't even know. Who plays Wonka.
Number two, Mickey Mouse, the Steamboat Willie version, entered public domain yesterday after its 95-year term expired. That means that the characters and stories can be remade on the page, stage, or screen without permission. Also released, the Tiger from Winnie the Pooh. What's his name?
Tigger.
Number three, Kelly Clarkson helped a couple get married mid-concert during her New Year's Eve show. Kelly Clarkson is the winner of which season of American Idol?
First.
Number four, Billy Joel says he's selling his $49 million Long Island home because he wants to spend a little more time in Florida like old Jewish guys from Long Island do. In the opening lyrics to Piano Man, it's 9 o'clock on a what?
Saturday.
At number five, Kathy Griffin announced her divorce after 4 years of marriage. She also posted a picture of her getting emotional support from a very famous friend. She starred in Grace and Frankie. Who was that famous friend?
Jane Fonda.
Let me bring Raven back in. I wish you got number one. That was really good. Four out of five for Ginny.
All right, Ginny, here we go. Let's see how I do.
I want to give away this money. Number one, Wonka won the box office with $29 million in ticket sales this past weekend.
Okay.
What actor that won a Golden Globe for Best Actor for 4 Weddings and a Funeral plays an Oompa Loompa?
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant is correct. Okay. Number two. Mickey Mouse, the Steamboat Willie version, entered public domain yesterday after its 95-year term expired.
Saw that.
So that means the characters and stories can be remade on the page, stage, or screen without permission, which is why we're seeing, like, Winnie the Pooh and slaughter films and things like that.
Right, horror films. Yeah. Right.
Also released, The tiger from Winnie the Pooh. What's his name?
Tigger.
Tigger is correct. Number three, Kelly Clarkson helped a couple get married mid-concert during her New Year's Eve show. Kelly Clarkson is the winner of which season of American Idol?
The first season.
That's right. Number four, Billy Joel says he's selling his $49 million Long Island home because he wants to spend a little more time in Florida like old Jewish guys from Long Island do.
Okay.
In the opening lyrics to Piano Man, it's 9 o'clock on a what?
On a Saturday.
Yes, it is. You guys are tied at four. Number five, Kathy Griffin announced her divorce after 4 years of marriage. She also posted a picture of her getting emotional support from a very famous friend. She starred in Grace and Frankie. Who's that?
Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda's correct. I'm sorry, Jenny. 5-4 today. That's going to get you an Anna Raven t-shirt.
It's Jenny, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Anyway. Very good game, though. $3,100 tomorrow, Anna. Enjoy that shirt.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.